the truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 8th, 2021. And sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about today. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. As usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, and observations. But before I get into the news, I want to talk about something that I perceive is going on in our society today, and not just our society. It seems to be happening a lot of places around the world. Now, Thomas Jefferson once said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. But we're in this very odd situation where the government and the people are apparently afraid of each other. And every time the government gets more afraid of the people, they will take more draconian actions against us, at which point the people's fear goes up and they start fighting back even more. And then the government gets more afraid. And it seems to be this spiraling out of control situation, which obviously cannot go on forever. And so I think it's another indication that this nation is headed for a Soviet Union style collapse. Okay, down in Haiti, the police there have killed four suspects in the Haitian President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. They arrested two, and I imagine the questioning of them is going to be very intense. And whoever set up this assassination, whatever exit plan they had, obviously did not work. And, of course, once the assassination went down, all the airports and terminals were shut down. The U.S. State Department is very concerned about U.S. citizens in Haiti who are unable to leave at this time. Now, this is a little more alarming. This is coming out of the Sun. And it's saying the United States may send military forces into Haiti, supposedly to prevent a civil war. But we know that very powerful financial interests in the United States have had their eyes on Haiti going all the way back to that horrible earthquake they suffered several years ago. They went on down there and they started buying up land for pennies on the dollar for huge new resorts. There was a lot of fundraising that was being done for the people of Haiti. They never actually got the money. The Clintons were tangled up in that whole mess. We talked about that yesterday. So this may be just another plan by the United States to turn Haiti into another U.S. sort of colony the way Puerto Rico is. Getting on over to the White House and President Biden, a top fact checker has now debunked the Biden administration's claim that Republicans supported defunding the police. And it was a patent fabrication right from the beginning. But the Democrats have been pushing that for a couple of weeks now. Polling is showing that defunding the police is very, very unpopular with the voters. And so they're now trying to say, oh, it wasn't us Democrats. It was the Republicans over there. And they're being fact-checked on that. Yet another fact-check is about Joe Biden, lying about hitting a baseball 368 feet during his glory days in baseball. And last Friday, Biden hosted the 2020 World Series winning Los Angeles Dodgers at the White House. And that's where he made the comment. And it's a reminder, politicians always lie. They don't dare tell the truth once out of fear that people might learn to tell the difference and then they would be in a world of hurt. So they lie about everything. I remember that time that Bill Clinton had told us all he'd given up junk food. And then over on Oahu, we caught him basically going to a McDonald's. And it's a petty minor lie, but it does seem like, you know, they're keeping up the practice all the time. Now, there's a story coming out of Blabber Buzz where Biden is sort of losing his friendly Uncle Joe persona in dealing with the press. And he's expressing frustration with negative questions, saying that the press honeymoon may be over, but, you know, presidents need that positive media relations. And I mean, of course, the corporate media is treating Biden with kid gloves compared to how they treated Donald Trump. But if the media turns on Biden, he is really, really going to be in trouble. And he already is. Biden went on over to Illinois and to give a speech at Crystal Lake with Lori Lightfoot, and a grand total of 25 Biden supporters showed up to listen, along with 1,000 Donald Trump supporters. And that's a real telling image there for a president we're told is the most popular president in U.S. history. Now, Dr. Ronny Jackson used to be the White House doctor. He administered a cognitive test to Donald Trump, which Trump passed with flying colors. And Dr. Jackson is now a member of Congress, and he has gone public saying that, you know, we need to look into Biden's mental state. This is no laughing matter. And I definitely agree on that one. All right, latest little indications of corruption. This is coming on out of the Daily Mail. And it turns out the White House helped broker the deal to allow buyers of Hunter Biden's so-called artwork to remain confidential. And they claim they did it so they could avoid ethics issues. And, of course, a lot of people looking at Hunter Biden's artwork are concerned that this is just another way for people to bribe the Biden family and buy influence. And, again, looking at Hunter Biden's artwork, a lot of it looks like wallpaper patterns from the 1950s, or it looks like he took a bunch of gerbils and dipped them in different colored paints, gave them a hit of meth, and just let them, you know, hop around on the canvas for a while. Now, Rudy Giuliani is definitely feeling the political vendetta against him. And over in Washington, D.C., their highest court has suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license in the District of Columbia just days after New York State did the same thing on the grounds that he made provable lies during the campaign. Now, Giuliani is out there saying that he was never given a chance to document what he said. He's got witnesses and so forth. it's definitely turning into a mess. And it doesn't help the fact that Rudy Giuliani has a prior history of lying. Because on 9/11, Rudy Giuliani had basically left the emergency command post in Building 7, and he was caught on TV saying they were told the building was about to collapse. And then later on, when people started saying, you know, who told you the building was going to collapse? Because prior to 9/11, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire, and Rudy Giuliani denied ever making the statement, even though it was on video. And so for that reason, a lot of people are really not automatically trusting him. Now, interestingly enough, Giuliani was talking about the political raid on his home and business. And he basically came on out and said that the Biden Department of Justice took pretty much everything except the computer hard drives from Hunter Biden's laptop computer. They didn't want to touch those. Those are apparently the third rail in the Biden administration. If you touch those, your career will be over. Now, Tucker Carlson is claiming that the National Security Agency leaked his emails to journalists to try and discredit him. And this came about at a time when Tucker Carlson was trying to get an interview with Vladimir Putin, and a whistleblower came forward saying that the NSA had been copying off Tucker Carlson's email and basically sending it to journalists to try and find some way to discredit him. And so, yes, Tucker, the NSA does spy on Americans for nefarious purposes. And I did a little flashback article, and this goes back to 2002, 2003, when another whistleblower came forward from AT&T revealing that the NSA had secret rooms in the AT&T switching centers. And AT&T installed this traffic monitoring equipment in a secret room in their San Francisco switching office at the behest of the National Security Agency. So, yeah, Tucker, the NSA is spying on you and me and everybody else as well. Now, the battle over the extradition of Julian Assange is continuing despite the collapse of the so-called evidence in the superseding indictment. And one of the reasons Britain has been reluctant to extradite was the concern that Julian Assange would be sent to a supermax prison, which has very, very harsh conditions. And so the U.S. government is saying, no, not to worry. Trust us. We wouldn't lie. Julian Assange will not be held in a supermax. And in fact, he will probably be allowed to serve out his jail sentence in his home country of Australia. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you on that particular one. Now, Glenn Greenwald has come on out and accused the corporate media of professional jealousy regarding Assange, because Assange, and WikiLeaks blew open some major, major stories that the corporate media stayed silent on, like the original war crimes from Chelsea Manning, Clinton emails, various other things that WikiLeaks has done over the years. And, of course, the corporate media, you know, wants to stay on the Biden administration's good side, so they're going to go on pushing the propaganda that Julian Assange is a bad person and a threat to national security and so forth and so on. Now, Piers Morgan came on out with an interesting comment. This was reported over in Cuz Blue, and he's saying, I know who killed Capitol Hill rioter Ashley Babbitt, but you don't. And neither does her family. And whether you think she's a traitor or a patriot, that is a shameful failure of public transparency and justice. And he went on to describe the identity of the Capitol Police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt on camera has remained one of the most closely guarded secrets in America. Well, not anymore. As we reported earlier, Attorney Terrell Roberts has confirmed that the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt is the same Capitol Hill Police Lieutenant Mike Byrd who left his loaded gun in a men's bathroom on Capitol Hill. And nothing has happened to him. No reprimand for abandoning his weapon. Certainly nothing for shooting Ashley Babbitt when she was not presenting any kind of a life-threatening situation to him. Story out of National File. More photos have surfaced showing what appear to be undercover federal agents participating in the violence at the Capitol building and Trump supporters trying to de-escalate the situation and calm them down. So, yeah, this whole thing was staged to try and discredit the Trump and his supporters. And like most other government lies, you can clock this one with an egg timer. Interestingly enough, and it shows how tightly connected all of these various financial governmental institutions are, Capital One has now canceled the credit card of Proud Boys leader Enrico Tarrio, saying that there were adverse past or present legal action, which I didn't even realize that was grounds to have your credit cards taken away, but they certainly did it to him. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter is out there openly declaring the United States flag a hate symbol, and says anybody who flies the American flag is unsafe, racist, and stupid. I don't think they're going to win the hearts and minds of the public with that one. Speaking of January 6th, this is just getting silly. The FBI raided the home of one of the Capitol protesters and seized, as you'll pardon the expression, evidence, a Lego set in the shape of the U.S. Capitol. Now, Lego sells this as part of their famous architecture series, where you get all the parts to make a copy of the U.S. Capitol building. And according to the FBI, this is evidence of ill intent, because I'm sure going from a Lego copy of the Capitol building that you're going to learn all the ins and outs of the interior hallways and, you know, whose offices are located where. Anyway. Now, right after Ashley Babbitt got shot and killed, there were a lot of stores that were putting out T-shirts with Ashley Babbitt on there. And they have come under attack by leftists. And so Kmart and Sears have now pulled the Ashley Babbitt T-shirts off the racks. They're no longer available. So anyway, I think that's an attack on freedom of expression. Meanwhile, Google is being sued by dozens of states for violating antitrust laws by abusing their power over developers who distribute apps through the Play Store. And one aspect is that they literally bought out Samsung to keep them from developing competing products, and just in general, unfair business practices. Certainly isn't the Google that they portrayed in the movie The Internship, or The Interns, as it were. That looked like a fun company, the one I'd like to work for, but unfortunately it's another Hollywood fantasy. Meanwhile, over at YouTube, the software nonprofit Mozilla Foundation ran a study and discovered that YouTube's own search algorithm is directing viewers to false and sexualized videos. And their efforts at so-called policing content seem to be confined to vaccine safety concerns and election fraud, and everything else is, pretty much, you can do whatever you want there. And, you know, I went over to YouTube and I did a couple of searches for, frankly, raunchy subjects, and YouTube just served up the videos without hesitation. And, of course, YouTube has canceled me because I question the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Down in Georgia, we're getting into election fraud right now. There was a group, a leftist group, the Coalition for Good Governance, that filed a lawsuit opposing the recently passed Election Integrity Act of 2021, specifically the provision that voters request absentee ballots at least 11 days ahead of Election Day. And the suit also asks to rescind restrictions on election observers. However, U.S. District Judge J.P. Bouley said he's not going to change the law in the ninth inning, in reference to the ongoing runoff elections for seats in the Georgia State House. So Georgia's law is going to remain as it is, at least for the time being. Now, we mentioned this before, but we're going to mention it again. The ACLU and the Biden regime are now taking the position that protections against electoral fraud are racist. And they're saying that, you know, having an honest election discriminates against preferred minorities. And it's a bit of a reach, and I don't think it's getting any traction. And today they hauled out one of the big guns, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And we'll talk about her when we get back from these words from our sponsor.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show, and this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on doing the work that we are all doing in these very tumultuous times. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget the promotional deal we have going on right now. If you send in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. The mediums are in stock. The large and extra large are on order, and maybe a little delay getting back to you, but include a return address and your t-shirt size. If you send in $115, that's 115, you will get both the mug and the t-shirt. And don't forget the Frontside Firearms deal. That's a really sweet deal for Second Amendment enthusiasts. Okay, so we're talking about election fraud, and we're talking about the latest Democratic talking point that laws designed to guarantee the integrity and honesty of our elections are racist. And Hillary Clinton waded into that just yesterday, saying that these voter integrity bills in several states represent basically a move toward white supremacist authoritarianism and away from a pluralistic, multiracial democracy. And so that's it. That's their talking point. You know, election integrity is racist. Meanwhile, down in Arizona, and I know we're all waiting for their report and they're double-checking everything. The sticking point, though, is that despite a subpoena from the Arizona Senate, the Maricopa County election officials are still refusing to provide the passwords to the routers and the Dominion voting machines. Now, the machines themselves and the ballots are under secure storage at the Wesley Boland Building. They have 24-hour security guards and alarms, and they're working really hard to make sure nobody gets into them. There's chain of custody, all kinds of security precautions. And it is simply these election officials who are saying, no, we're not going to give you the passwords. You don't have any business looking inside the machines that declared Joe Biden the winner. Can't you just take our word for it? I mean, we worked so hard and everything. Meanwhile, the Arizona audit is now saying that some of these Maricopa County officials may have actually committed crimes and that there should be consequences. And they basically equated the Arizona election audit to a bank audit, saying they should both be taken very, very seriously. And that we should hold our public servants who run the elections to the same standard that bank executives are held to. Meanwhile, down in Pennsylvania, their Senate chairman has initiated a full forensic audit of the 2020 and 2021 elections. State Senator Doug Mastriano has basically gone out there requesting information and materials for the investigation. And this is going to be, you know, a full audit. It's not just reassuring words from the Senate. Down in Cobb County, Georgia, there's a new report that over 7,700 ballots are missing the tabulation records to go with them. In other words, the 7,700 votes apparently were not counted. They were not run through the machine. And one has to wonder if these votes were all for Trump. And, you know, so there's been all kinds of problems down there. Now, something I want you all to keep in mind as this continues to heat up. Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, just those three, hold enough Electoral College votes to reverse the result of the presidential election. If, in fact, the audits prove that those states were stolen, Trump would have to be declared the president, and then we're going to have a constitutional crisis at that point. And that's going to be serious because the Constitution does not provide a mechanism for the removal of a president after they've taken office, and it's shown that the election by which they took that office was, in fact, fraudulent. What I am hoping is that when the Arizona audit report is finally released, and hopefully it's going to be very soon, that we're going to see a lot of other states saying, yeah, we need to go back and take a look and make sure that we really did vote for the correct president or the various senators or representatives in Congress. And so this looks like it's gaining momentum. And, you know, the Democrats are just in a panic. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about COVID-19 for a while. And earlier in the week, the White House came on out saying they were going to go door to door, encouraging people to get vaccinations. This, resulted in a huge, huge backlash. And Jen Psaki today tried to clarify the situation, saying that nobody will be forced to take the vaccine. They just feel that they want to encourage people to get it. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if people are leery of the vaccine because of the rapidly expanding number of adverse reactions, I don't think a door-to-door visit is really going to change that all that much. So, but at least it'll be jobs for people who like the idea of going to door-to-door in their neighborhood. Speaking of which, we have a close family friend. Got their first shot of the Moderna vaccine and is now very, very ill. So a little personal anecdote there. over in Germany, they have 3,800 Germans who have come down with COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated, and hundreds required hospitalization. And that's it's really not very good vaccine. Is it at all here? Up in Massachusetts, nearly 4,000 people who have been fully vaccinated have now tested positive for COVID-19. Now, according to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, these are all, appear to be very minor or asymptomatic cases. And again, there is now some question as to whether the test that they're using is really all that accurate. Over in Israel, authorities are now challenging Pfizer's claim that their vaccine is 95% effective. And the Israeli news outlet Ynet reported that the latest efficiency figure for Pfizer's vaccine is really about 64%, according to their numbers. So, well, you know, Pfizer's out there selling stuff here. Now, former Pfizer executive Dr. Michael Yeadon is saying children are 50 times more likely to die from the COVID vaccine than from COVID itself. This is, you know, with flashback 1976 and the swine flu debacle. And this statement came as Pfizer announced testing of their mRNA vaccine on children younger than 12 years old, including six-month-old babies. And, there is a body of evidence suggesting that so-called sudden infant death syndrome is actually an adverse vaccine reaction from all of these different vaccines pumped into kids as soon as they're born. Now, there's a very good question being asked over at WorldNet Daily, and they're saying, we're basically being told to rely on the death certificates for the cause of death in COVID victims, even though they are known to be extremely unreliable. And we know there was a financial incentive for declaring deaths due to COVID. And so they're saying it's time to start having autopsies. Okay, it is time to actually autopsy these dead people and see if they really died of COVID or something else. Over in Japan, they are declaring their fourth state of emergency. And as a result, there will be no spectators allowed at the Olympics. And this is going to be a tremendous disappointment for people who wanted to go to those summer games in Tokyo. And Japan took this step after they confirmed 920 new cases on Wednesday. This is Tokyo's highest daily tally since last May. All right. Peter Daszak is back in the news. This is a guy who landed that lucrative National Institute of Health contract to study the bat COVID in Wuhan 4 months before the Obama administration banned gain-of-function research on U.S. soil, and he's written yet another article in The Lancet trying to basically get attention off the lab leak theory and go back to saying, yes, it arose out of nature. There's no reason to look at laboratories and where they got their funding. Now, there is over at BitChute, and we posted this to whatreallyhappened.com. There was this YouTuber, a very young cook, and she made YouTube, she was on BitChute, I'm sorry, and she would live stream these cooking lessons, and she was very, very popular, very young girl, very healthy looking, and right in the middle of one of her cooking streams, she just blinks and falls over dead live on the stream. And it just hit that fast. I mean, zero warning. I mean, watching her up until the moment she dies, you would never guess that something was wrong. And in another article about this incident that I found, yes, she had been vaccinated. The vaccine had triggered an enlarged heart, and the enlarged heart had suffered a heart attack, a rather devastating one. Over in France, their government is warning the citizens about the new Delta variant, and it could ruin the summer. And get your vaccine, and to avoid more lockdowns. And you know, they're pushing this Delta variant. The U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, is issuing a warning on the Delta variant, saying if you are not vaccinated, you are in trouble. And he is saying that a future COVID strain could beat the current vaccine. So they're keeping up the fear to keep up the vaccine profits. All righty. Over in Missouri, Susie Davis was a member of the health department board, and she was opposing experimental vaccine coercion and the mask mandate, for which she has now been censured. And she faces impeachment for attempting to stop the enforcement of the mask and vaccine mandates. It's like the persecution of Galileo there. Meanwhile, the White House climate envoy John Kerry was photographed going through security at the Boston Logan International Airport on Monday without a face mask. And this is the second time that he has been photographed just flouting the mask mandate during air travel this year. And Kerry previously denied that he went maskless on an American Airlines flight after a picture emerged in March, claiming the image was malarkey and saying that his mask slipped momentarily, and that's when an opportunist took the picture. Yeah. Okay. The U.S. Army has announced they will be making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for all soldiers as early as September 1st. Polls among the military are showing large numbers prefer to resign rather than get the vaccine. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. Down in Missouri, a federal COVID surge team has arrived to deal with the Delta variant. Apparently, Delta is making up nearly 100% of the cases down there. And now, of course, they're talking about the new Lambda variant. And let's see. In other medical news, the experts on the flu, you know, are marveling at how we didn't seem to have any flu this year, but they're saying next season's flu season will be severe, so get those flu shots, you know, and can't let the flu vaccine sales slump just because the COVID vaccines are making money. Johnson & Johnson has agreed to stop selling opioid drugs in the United States following a $230 million settlement with the state of New York. And New York Attorney General Letitia James said the agreement prohibits Johnson & Johnson from promoting opioids through any means. They are now barred from lobbying the products at the federal or a state or local level. Well, that's a really good thing, because it was a huge scandal where the opioids had become a major business for the pharmaceutical companies. And there was this documentary that came out a while back about the opioid crisis and how many people were making money off of it. And I think I posted a link to part of that video on whatreallyhappened.com. Getting to the international news and turning to Afghanistan, the Taliban is seizing abandoned American Army bases. They're getting to them before the Afghan government can. And, of course, they're finding all this equipment, weapons, supplies, ammunition. And it's a huge amount of money. And to give you an idea of the waste of money in this entire war here, the cost for air conditioning the soldiers' tents in Afghanistan ran to $20 billion. And to put that in perspective, that is more than NASA's entire budget. Frankly, I would have preferred they spend it on NASA, but they don't talk to me anymore about these things. Afghanistan's professional class, the generation that came of age underneath the U.S. military for the last 20 years, are starting to leave Afghanistan and head for greener pastures. Probably they're going to be a lot of them heading for right here in the United States of America. That's what happened after we lost in Vietnam. All of the Vietnamese who supported the U.S. Were brought to this country and given financial assistance to set up convenience stores and businesses like that. Meanwhile, Russia is vowing their support for Tajikistan in case of an attack from Afghanistan. So everybody's gearing up there. And, right now, I mean, there are hordes of Afghan soldiers crossing the border into Tajikistan, not to invade, but they're running from the Taliban. So no way to sugarcoat it. We lost this one here. As we mentioned earlier in the week, a U.S. airbase in Iraq came under attack from 14 different rockets. Two American service members were injured, and already the propaganda machine is saying, oh, this had to be Iran. It had to be Iran. Couldn't be anybody else, because everybody else in the Middle East just loves the United States of America. And so, you know, we're going to have the two-minute hate for Iran now. Over in Dubai, there's been a massive explosion in their main port, container ship on fire. And the immediate question is, was this another dumb accident or was it another case of sabotage? Because there does seem to be an ongoing clandestine tanker war between Iran and the U.S. Saudi Israel nexus. And so we'll keep an eye on that one here. Down in South Africa, their former president, Jacob Zuma, has turned himself in. He was sentenced to 15 months in prison for contempt of court, and his initial refusal sparked a standoff. His son said it could have led to civil war, but instead he turned himself into police custody, and he's now heading off for a 15-month prison term. So good that they've avoided a civil war. Over in Israel, Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz said Israel was ready to act and made his offer via the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon through Israeli army liaisons. They're trying to make nice with Lebanon to sort of whitewash their bloody legacy of what's been going on over there. Now, Lebanon's currency is losing 90% of its value, and supermarkets and pharmacies are struggling to restock basic supplies. They're in a deep economic crisis right now. And last August's massive port explosion that devastated many parts of Beirut took the crisis to a new level. And over in the Negev, Israeli soldiers once again demolished the Al-Arakib Bedouin Palestinian village. This is now the 190th time. I think they ought to be putting those tents together with Velcro, save a little bit of time in the reconstruction here. But Aziz At-Touri, a member of the local committee for defending Al-Arakib, stated that dozens of soldiers and police officers surrounded the community, then invaded it. They demolished sheds and barns and removed the residential tents, making the families essentially homeless. And it's worth remembering, the village was first demolished in July of 2010, and this is now 190 times they have demolished it. At-Touri stated the residents are not going to abandon their village and they will rebuild their community. Now, a lot of people have been talking about Israel's apartheid marriage law. Now, the Israeli parliament failed to renew the so-called citizenship law. This was an apartheid measure designed to limit the number of indigenous Palestinians in the country. The vote basically tied in the Knesset, but Netanyahu whipped his Likud party and its allies to vote against the law merely to undermine the coalition that ousted him from office. So the politics are still petty over there. Story coming on out of the Hill. China's military prepares for war while America's military goes woke. And this is essentially somebody else sharing the opinion that all of this critical race theory and gender identity and drag queen shows and everything else being forced onto our military is undermining their effectiveness as a fighting force. And China is taking note of it. They're making fun of it, as well they should. And so there it goes. Anyway, over in Russia, their Federal Security Service, the FSB, has taken down four cells of the Hizb-ut-Tahrir terrorist organization in the cities of Penza, Ufa, and Chelyabinsk. And, pardon me, the organization has been outlawed by the Russian Supreme Court. And according to the FSB, the detained followed the instructions of the International Organization's foreign emissaries. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the economic news. Somebody's done a little bit of a study here, and they've discovered that when it comes to the economic recovery from the pandemic, the red state cities are really way out ahead of the blue state cities. And I'm not really all that surprised when you look at the conditions in the blue state cities like San Francisco and Chicago and so forth and so on. Little bit of good news, the federal eviction moratorium has been extended until the end of this month. Well, it's a respite, but it is really not a solution because when that moratorium expires, they're still going to owe all that money. Now, the White House is indicating this extension will be the last one. And, it's a nasty, situation. We're going to have millions and millions of instantly homeless Americans. And that's not going to look good. And it's probably the reason why the Democrats, or one of the reasons why the Democrats are trying to basically make sure the elections can be stolen next year and in 2024, because with the economy falling apart like this, the voters are going to blame the Democrats for all this. And the Democrats are going to say, oh, it was all Trump's fault and everything. You know, our economy is doing great. And they're still saying it, but it's just not there. It's just more USDA choice bovine excrement. U.S. job openings rose to 9.2 million, and the labor force participation has declined. So that tells us that, there's still a problem out there. And, we hear about employers complaining they can't find people willing to work. Well, you can't find people willing to work for minimum wage because you can't live on minimum wage, especially with inflation driving food and fuel prices up, rents are going up. I mean, minimum wage has become a joke. And the other thing, as I mentioned yesterday, during the pandemic, a lot of people, rather than just sit at home, went entrepreneurial. They started home-based businesses. They basically started, selling artwork and crafts and, decided that they like being their own boss and they don't want to give that up to go work in an office cubicle. The summer chaos in the airlines is continuing. 500 flights a day are being canceled due to pilot shortages. And, during the pandemic, when planes weren't flying, pilots lost their currency. They have to recertify, and there's only so many simulators. So it's taking them a little while to get these pilots recertified to handle these aircraft again. All righty. Rashida Tlaib is calling for defunding the immigration control enforcement immigration agencies, saying they terrorize the migrant communities. Well, they should terrorize the illegal immigrants. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.